Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this rainy getaway Friday, November the 17th, 2023. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio today by Matt Morgan. Don't forget, Pastor Craig coming up next hour. And then Exchange Club at noon with the three of us. Pastor Craig, Matt, and I. And then Study His Word at 1:15 today. With Pastor Craig, and then tonight we have Friday Night Live, the last Friday Night Live before the big Thanksgiving Turkey Day holiday. Sean Carrington, Matt, and myself tonight from 8:15 until 10 p.m. All right, Matt, we'll fill people in on the big announcements we made in hour number one.
So on the 25th of November at around 7, that we are going to be in the Founders Park in Marion for the tree lighting ceremony down there as well as the one on December 9th in the Village of Caledonia in the square.
Well, we won't just be there. We'll be running the tree lighting ceremony.
Scott will be reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and lighting the tree at the Village of Caledonia, and then the Marion one he will be reading. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," and I do believe Mary Ellen will be lighting the tree.
Mary Ellen will be with us. I think we'll all probably light the tree, but Mary Ellen will give us the signal.
I see.
To light the tree. And that's going to be over 3,000 people in downtown Marion and 1,000 people in Caledonia. Andrea Mullins from downtown Marion will be with us in Marion for the tree lighting ceremony on November 25th. Ewan Carrington will be dressed as elves, singing at both of these events. It's going to be highly exciting, I think.
I think so. I think there's going to be a lot of people who enjoy it.
Well, so everybody out there who now knows the big announcement, everybody wanted to know what the big announcement was. Now you know. Give us a call. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this will be fun tonight because I don't think Carrington knows anything about this. I mean, she knew it was a possibility. But I think she was more nervous about the Marion one because she felt her people might be in attendance.
I mean, I thought they would come to both.
Well, I thought our people would come support her in Caledonia, but, you know, I guess I don't really know.
She just avoided telling them about the Caledonia one.
Might have been. But they are going to be here in Marion, so that was the big announcement we held off on. But I'm looking forward to that. Apparently we're just going to go around the county lighting trees all Christmas season long, which is fun.
It sounds fun.
Well, and again, it's my understanding this is the first year that Marion has actually had a tree lighting ceremony. They've lit the tree, but this year will actually be qualified as a ceremony.
That makes it exciting.
It does. It's going to be big, and to be part of the first one is a lot of fun. Also, Buckeye Guy was on earlier. He gave us his prediction for the big game tomorrow with Minnesota, 35-3.
I think that I'm going to give... I think I'm going to give Minnesota, that's who it is. I don't think I'm going to give Minnesota like at least like 14. Can't give Minnesota a solid 3.
I don't know. They might get shut out. You know, Ohio State needs to do well in this game.
I'll give them 10.
Ohio State's got to do well in that game going into Michigan the following week. And Michigan's got to do well tomorrow too.
I think so. I think that if Ryan Day loses to Michigan for the third year in a row, and plays poorly against Minnesota, I think that his job is going to be on. He's going to be on a hot seat.
All those millions of dollars right out the window.
Yep.
Just in the blink of an eye. Now we should also mention that the fruitcake toss is coming up on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. Now we've already got 21 people in this. We've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, and Pastor Craig at this point. If you'd like to nominate somebody or know anything, can give us any updates on any of these nominations, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And there will be a plaque presentation that night from Bob Welsh that goes on fruitcake toss night. So it's going to be a big one.
I know I've never attended the fruitcake toss, but I'm excited. It's gonna be good.
Well, 21 people already in. We'll start the thing at 7 o'clock. We'll go outside. You get to stand. There'll be a line, and you get one underhanded toss with a real Claxton fruitcake.
It'll be good.
It will be, and 21 people already in it, and I'm sure more to come between now and December the 14th.
I bought a fruitcake to practice with. I haven't practiced yet. I'm going to take it to my grandma's house where there's plenty of grass to throw it so it doesn't, destroyed.
As I say, anybody can win this thing because really it's all technique. A lot of people use power. That gives you height, but it doesn't give you distance. And a lot of people try to throw it low, but then it hits the ground and it doesn't roll. So you've almost got to get it right in the right spot to get it for distance.
I'm gonna try a few things.
So this is how it looks right now. But if anybody would like to nominate anybody again, or if anybody has any updates on the nominations they're working on, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We've got all kinds of things going on. The Marian Christmas tree lighting. We have got the fruitcake toss coming up on December the 14th. We've got Christmas in Caledonia on December the 9th. There'll be a Christmas party around here at some point. Boy, oh boy, the holidays are coming up. Next Wednesday, we've got Bob Welsh coming in for the big pre-Thanksgiving celebration. Now, 2 years ago, he did the turkey pizza. Last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza. Not really sure what's going to happen this Wednesday. You'll be here for this. I'm not sure. What kind of pizza you think Bob's going to come up with for Turkey Day? A day before Turkey Day.
Maybe like a cranberry pizza, or maybe like a cranberry pumpkin pizza.
Could be. That'll be Thanksgiving Eve morning from 8 a.m. until 12 noon that day. And then the day after, a week from today, will be the WGH Christmas tree lighting from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Bob will be here for that, and he'll have a Christmas pizza. Now, last year it was the fruitcake pizza. We don't know what it will be this year yet.
Fruitcake pizza.
It looked good. Now, I will say that. It was very colorful. It was a colorful pizza. And I forget who was in here last year with us, but somebody did like it. It just doesn't do anything for me. Now, as far as the fruitcake toss goes, we've had a lot of conversation about this. I think the fruitcake toss needs a mascot. And we talked about Carrington, because obviously she's already going to be there and dressed as an elf. What if we dressed her as an elf and changed her elf name to Fruity C?
That works.
That way she'll be the official mascot of the fruitcake toss.
It'll be good. I don't know how she'll feel about that.
She won't like it. She doesn't like anything, but you know what? That's the way it goes. That's showbiz.
Fair enough.
Yeah. She'll just have to deal with it.
She'll just get over it.
Don't you think?
I mean, I guess what else is she going to do?
What else is she going to do? I mean, she wanted to be Sprinkles. Now she's going to be Fruity C.
I like it.
I think so. I think everybody likes it, and I think tonight she'll be filled in on this. And also, we're trying to figure out something we can serve at the fruitcake toss. Something easy. Now, we've thought about hot chocolate. That's probably doable. But I don't know what the easy food item would be here.
You just do, like, cookies.
Just cookies?
Yeah.
Cookies. Well, I don't know. Cookies could work. I'm not against cookies. Now, remember, we do have a open nomination.
Oh, you could
through
give
the 14th.
Out, you could give out candy canes.
Candy canes might work. Candy canes and hot chocolate.
Yeah,
that would be the official... The official food of the fruitcake toss. How can you go wrong with that? All right, we're getting a phone call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
yeah, Scott, you could have meatballs and those little sausages and stick toothpicks in them. People could munch on those while you're having it.
Well, this sounds kind of like a catered affair. I don't know if the fruitcake toss is high-end.
Well, it wouldn't be nothing to cook a few meatballs and those wieners and put some toothpicks in them.
Well, we'd have to give them some kind of Christmas meaning, though. There would have to be some reason that we're serving meatballs.
Well, that's true.
I don't know what we got to find something, even if not a Christmas food, that has some kind of Christmas meaning. Now, I'm thinking figgy pudding, but we can't do the real figgy pudding because I don't think anybody would like that. But we could come up with like a false figgy pudding, like tapioca. We could call that snowflake pudding because it's got the little balls in it.
Oh, you could deep fry the pudding.
Deep fry?
Then you're getting technical again.
Well, it's just, you know, something easy. I think vanilla pudding, a big vat of vanilla pudding. Everybody could have a cup of the figgy pudding, and everybody could have a cup of hot chocolate. And there we go. It's the holidays.
Well, that sounds good.
I think it's good. Now, what do you think of this? Now, we're up to 21 people. You have any favorites on this yet?
Well, I know I'm going to be a big loser. I ain't going to be able to make it to it.
Well, you know, that happens with some people. But of the people we have here, who do you think the odds-on favorite is right now? Now, somebody else may get on this list who might become, you know, the winner.
I think character might do pretty good.
You know, I don't know. She's lanky. I know she's double-jointed.
Is her and Matt going to get some of their friends in it?
Yeah, you have any friends?
I can nominate some of my friends, yeah.
If Carrington could get some of her friends back, and you could get to meet some new girls.
There you go. She could bring some girls, and you could meet girls.
And you could invite some boys and...
Have a little mixer out there.
Yeah.
it'll be like a little social scene.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be nice.
Don't want to put no pressure on you, Matt, though.
All right. Hey, you got to tune in tonight because when we drop this on her, that she's going to be singing in front of 3,000 people and she's going to be Fruity C, the official elf mascot of the Fruitcake Toss. I'm sure she'll love that.
I did tell her...
Have to give them some day and access before they do that or let them drink or something.
Yeah, we're going to have to give them some lessons. We'll work on it. All right. Thanks. Yes.
I did tell Carrington that we were doing the Marian ceremony, but I didn't tell her how many people. I just told her time and day.
Did we get a response?
I don't think so.
She's probably petrified.
Yeah, we got a response.
Oh, we did. What was it, positive?
She just said okay. And then told me when she gets off and said she can come then.
Oh, what time does she get off that day?
5.
Oh, so she's good.
She is good.
So the 25th is happening.
Yep.
Oh, my God. We started practicing last week, and now we're down really to 9 days before the bigger one, the 3,000 people one.
You know, that's...
We're going to have to practice tonight.
I mean, honestly...
We're going to need work.
If we do Marian first... I mean, obviously, we're going to do Marian first. But since we're doing Marian first, Caledonia shouldn't be like anything.
No, but we're not ready for Marian. After last week, we're taking that show to Marian? Oh, man. 3,000 people, they'll be out there with pickaxes after us.
You know, it's the Christmas spirit.
It's going to be Christmassy something. I don't know. Are you inviting people now that this is a happening? Announced just this morning on this program.
I mean, I can.
Oh, it's going to be a whoop-de-doo, I'll say that. But we're excited to do it. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have any ideas on anything. Now, I want our fan base to be down there for the big tree lighting at 7 o'clock on the 25th. You can come early, watch the truck parade, but you got to be there for the big tree lighting. That's where you want to be.
Tree lighting's what's happening.
Oh, that's where it's going to be that night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I got to find out. There might be a choir there. Now, they're not going to sing with you guys, but I think there might be a choir there that day singing while the truck thing's going on. The truck parade.
Is that going to be like a school choir?
You know, I don't know. Could be.
Nice.
It's kind of over my head at this point.
Fair enough.
Now, are you aware what happened yesterday at Kroger? Did you hear the story of what happened?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell this in a little bit of vaguely, because we'll definitely get into this more tonight. But this is what happened. So, Carrington and I were both working yesterday in the morning. So, I'm working, and all of a sudden, she shows up with the pharmacist, the younger pharmacist. Do you know what the younger pharmacist's name is?
No, I don't think so.
No, but she showed up with her. They both walk over, and she says, "Can I talk to you for a second?" And I say, "Okay." And she says, "I want to start giving flu shots, but I've never given a shot to anybody. Can I give you a shot?" Now, see, these are words you don't want to hear.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about this?
No, but it makes so much sense now because so I've had like two of my friends message me about the post you had where you said you
yes.
You like Carrington give you one of her first shots.
Yes.
And everybody was like, "Shots of what?" And I was like, I have no clue. But
shots.
Just okay.
So, being a good friend, I said, "Okay, I'll let you give me a shot." And so I let somebody else watch what I was doing, and I went over to the pharmacy, and I said, "You've never given anybody a shot ever." "No, we've been practicing on an orange." And I said, "How's the orange?" You know, because first shot, and you have a fear of needles. I thought about you in this. This would be like torture to you.
Oh, yeah, no. If she would have asked me, I straight up, "No, you could go find somebody else."
So I'm sitting over there in the pharmacy, and I don't use Kroger Pharmacy, so they wanted me to fill out all the paperwork so you get the normal feel of what's going on, even though she was just going to inject me with saline. I really don't know what it was, but apparently it was saline. And so she goes back to the back. Now, I can hear everything they're saying because there's no room back there. And she's getting her gloves on, and the pharmacist will use this needle, use that needle. And she's going, "Now, remember, don't be nervous. And don't go in too far." And I'm thinking, I can hear everything you're saying. What? Don't be nervous? You don't be nervous. I'll be nervous. And she's getting her. So then they come out there, and she's pep-talking her right in front of me. She's like, "Now, your hands are shaking a little bit. Don't shake. Be careful. Pinch loose." And I'm thinking, what? What have I done here? I've made a horrible, horrible, horrible error. And what are you going to do at that point?
I would, like I said, I wouldn't have let her do it to begin with. I would have backed out.
Nowhere I can go at that point. So I'm sitting there, and I had a shirt on yesterday because it was a nice day out, just a button-up shirt. And so now I'm trying to pull the button-up shirt up arm-wise so she can get to a part of the arm that she needs to shoot. And the pharmacist says, "Well, you can go to the back of the arm." I've never had a shot in the back of my arm in my life. So I'm thinking, oh, man, this is trouble. So then she says, "Or you can, you know, just pull your arm out of your shirt." I'm not disrobing at the Kroger. This just isn't happening. I'm not taking my shirt off sitting in the pharmacy at the Kroger, this, especially in front of her. This just isn't going to happen. So let's go back and get a smaller needle. So then they go back in the back so they can shoot me in the back of the arm. And then they came back and said, "Well, loosen up your arm." Yeah, I was real loose by that point. I was totally loose. And she can tell the rest of it, but well, we're not that close. And that was my Facebook post yesterday. Her first shot ever I got. And then when it was all over, the nurse, the pharmacist said, "Well, you know, she's got to practice with the other needles too, so we'll probably be calling on you more." I'm thinking, yeah, right. One and done with that.
Yep, nope, I'll pass.
And you're petrified of needles, so this could have been a real thing for you.
Yeah, I would have said no. I wouldn't even give it a thought.
Now, don't you think she owes me something for this?
I would say so.
I mean, this is just a little above and beyond.
I don't... you know, I don't know about the first. I don't do needles in general, and now, like, first shot ever on a person, I don't know about all that.
That's exactly what I was told. First shot ever on anybody. But I did it.
I don't know about, I wouldn't have done it.
All right. Well, we'll learn more about that tonight. She can tell her side of it, but that's what happened. No matter what she says tonight, that's what happened. That's all you need to know.
All right.
I figured of all the people, why couldn't somebody else in the pharmacy have taken the shot? Why did I have to take it?
I think maybe they were smart enough to not let her do it.
And the older pharmacist did say to me at one point when I was over there, you're going to let her shoot you? You're going to let her stick a needle in you? And I thought, well, this is very comforting over here today. This is not comforting at all.
You know, I'm with you. I would rather just sit over there in silence.
And yeah, I would have rather heard none of this back talk that was, don't be nervous.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I would
don't
rather
be shaky.
Just sat over there in silence.
Only put it in there this far.
Oh.
Remember what you did with the orange? Well, the orange isn't going to end up in the hospital because you break the needle off or something.
Oranges don't have veins. Like, what are they using as veins? I'm confused on how they were using an orange.
I think she was just trying to get the consistency, I would guess, of putting a needle in something.
I don't like it.
It was scary, but I did it.
Let me just go.
I have no fear in life. Clearly, demonstrated by this activity yesterday, I have no fear in life.
You have no fear of needles.
Well, or her. Because, you know, she could have got me back for some things I've said to her in the past right there. She could have really jammed that in there.
Needle.
Oh, whoops. You know, I didn't mean to put it in there that hard.
When I was very little, I had a doctor who did that. I've always been scared of needles, and he was like, he wanted to give me a flu shot, and I was like, no, I'm not, no flu shot, not happening, not getting the flu shot, and he was like, all right, okay, no flu shot, and then as soon as I, like, looked and talked to him, she just stabbed me in the arm, and Jay was like, all right, look at that, it's over, and I was like, bro.
It hurt.
Not even.
Oh, well, then what do you care? What's the fear of needles, then?
I just don't like needles.
I don't even know what that means.
They're little, they're super small.
But if it doesn't hurt, what's the problem?
They're basically hollowed out straws that stab you in the vein.
But they exist.
Yeah. And so do, like, and what are other things people, like, so do spiders. People hate spiders.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it matters unless one's on you.
I don't know. Like, my brother, he'd be waking me up in the middle of the night to get a stink bug out of his room.
A stink bug?
Yeah.
He has a problem with stink bugs?
He's got a problem with bugs.
He's fearful of bugs.
He is fearful.
Have you ever put a bug on him?
No, but I used to pick up Daddy Long Legs by the, you know, the long legs and then stick them on people's back. They didn't like that.
Well, I bet he wouldn't. I bet he wouldn't. Pastor Craig's in the studio with us here. We'll bring him in on this conversation because, you know, it was a harrowing moment, Pastor, when I allowed somebody to shoot me for the first time. What did your friends think I meant when I said she gave me her first shot?
I'm not sure.
Like a shot of alcohol or something?
I guess. I have no clue.
She's not a drinker.
So she says.
So she... Oh. You doubt it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not doubting it. Just...
We might get into that tonight.
That's what she
says. That'll tick her off.
I think she probably enjoyed the fact that you were her first. She probably was thinking about some of the things that you've said about her. And she said, yeah, I'd like to do my first one on Scott.
But you know what? I said yes. I had the option to say no.
Yeah.
And I could have walked away. But I think I was a good sport.
Now, I remember when I was a kid and I used to go to the doctor, they always gave you a shot in your butt cheek. So, you know...
I would have had to have passed on that.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that wouldn't happen.
Be glad that they didn't start her out, you know, like that for her first one.
Well, and the pharmacist was trying to direct her, like, grab the back of his arm, pinch it, stick the needle in. You know, I just don't need this whole by numbers getting shot.
Talk to him the whole time you're doing it so he's distracted.
Yeah, nobody was talking to me.
You better give her one of those fake needles that just, like when it goes to push it on your arm, it's just a spring that goes up in there.
Well, I think there must be... We'll have to ask her, but you must have to give somebody an actual shot before you can do it for real. So that must have been the deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what if I were to yell, ouch! Don't ever do that again. Would she have not got her license to shoot people?
No, the pharmacist said... would have said to her, okay, get another needle and try it again.
Yeah,
it again.
I don't know. Do they have a lack of people? I didn't, because she's not a nurse. She didn't go to nursing school. She's a communications major. What in the world? Can anybody just give a shot if you practice on people?
I didn't think that's how it was, but apparently...
I don't think you have to have any special training to...
Jeez.
I mean, there are people that give themselves shots and... Or they have their, spouse give them shots.
People give themselves insulin shots and things.
Yeah, but I think that's different than having a business.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But
so, apparently you need nothing.
And they probably have a $5 million liability insurance policy, so,
Sue them. I'm going to sue the Kroger. That's what I'm going to do. Get that money out of them. Well, Pastor Craig, have you heard the big announcements this morning?
I did.
Now, what do you make of these things?
Well, there were several big announcements. I think it's great that, you guys are doing the Marion tree lighting and all that stuff. You guys are going to be out there singing, leading the crowd singing.
And heard last Friday night, right?
Yeah.
We're all a little nervous. Because that's 9 days away.
I heard it, but you have big strides you can make, so
better make them today.
And I want you to know that next Saturday, the big day for Marion, there'll be 3,001. Because I'm planning
to
come.
You're going to be there as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The crowd is getting big.
Yeah, so you'll have 3,001.
3,001. And I bet that number is probably a little lowball.
Probably.
Because it's right after the truck parade. Yep. It's right after the Ohio State-Michigan game. I would not doubt that they'll hit close to 4,000 people this year.
Yeah. A lot will depend on what the weather's like.
I think as long as it's not raining, they'll do well.
Right.
Because people love that truck parade. And people love to see trees lit, and they're right next to each other.
And, I don't think that it should be just for the fruitcake toss that her mascot name is Fruity C.
I like Fruity C.
I think, it should start now. And, the Marion, lighting of the tree, she can be Fruity C.
I think she should be Fruity C. Now, in Caledonia, you're going to be with the reindeer, Blitzen, but at the...
Blitzen?
Vixen. Why Vixen? Do you have a lot of stock in Vicks Vapo Rub or something?
No.
I don't understand Vixen. Why Vixen? What do you got going on there? You got Alexa on your phone or something?
It's like Siri for iPhone. It's called Bixby, but I'm not sure why
Bill was named after the late actor Bill Bixby.
But it was telling you it's Bixby, not Vixen.
Yeah, I thought that was Bill Bixby talking to us. The Incredible Hulk himself.
He was Eddie's father, too.
Courtship of Eddie. Absolutely.
Eddie's father, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Eddie?
Well, that was the child that he was raising.
Yeah.
Okay.
As his son.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened to Mom.
No, but he had this, housekeeper.
Yeah. Oh, he did have it. And dated a lot of women. Really the first show on television where the father was single and dated women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the 60s.
Yeah. Because all the other single men didn't date. My three sons.
No.
He didn't date anybody. No.
What was his big... His start was not on courtship, though. What was the big start? Wasn't it one of those space age shows Lost in Space or something like that?
It could be. I don't know.
He got some start there, but by courtship, people knew who Bill Bixby was.
Yeah.
But then in the 70s and 80s, he got Incredible Hulk, and that was a huge hit. Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk, but he was David Banner, the guy who had the eyeballs. And
It was. Did you ever see that, reruns of that show, Matt?
No.
So you don't know anything about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, it was almost like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing, because he was just a normal guy, but then when he would get his emotions, he'd get angry, then he'd turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Don't make me angry. They used to be the line, don't make me angry, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Right.
Turns into a big green monster who throws stuff around.
Now, Clint Eastwood was the opposite of that. He was... Go ahead, make my day.
Make my day.
Yeah.
But you know what? That Incredible Hulk, it was a popular show in the late 70s, early 80s, but they brought it back for reunion movies in the 90s. It was so popular.
Yeah. It was a big show.
Big show. It kind of reminds me of Carrington in a way, because when she gets angry, she turns into a big green monster. I've seen that.
Pulls out that needle, hypodermic needle.
I've seen that ugly side in her before. So we got that coming up in just 9 days. In 9 days, we'll fly right by.
Yeah.
Better be practicing.
Coming up on November 25th, and then we've got Christmas in Caledonia on the 9th. But the other big announcement, this fruitcake toss is filling right up.
I know.
21, and you're in it?
I heard that I was in it.
Thanks to Matt.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And
you brought the hors d'oeuvres the last time you were part of this.
That's right.
That's right.
And, you know, I had a couple thoughts on that. First of all, Matt, if you'd like, I will train you in proper technique, if you'd like, even though you're going to be competing against me, I'll be more than happy to train you in proper technique.
Now, you had a side bet with Adam the last time you were in it,
yes.
and you did beat Adam, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, really, everybody beat Adam the first year.
Yeah, that first time.
But last year, he did, I think, over 50 foot.
I know, I missed it.
But you're back this year.
I'm back this year.
Now, you're going to have a side, you're going to look at this list and say, well, I know I can outthrow that person.
Oh, I think the year I threw, I think I finished fifth.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And so I started lifting weights last week.
Okay.
And
it takes that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
It's going to be big. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, Fred McMurray on that show did date a few girls.
Did he?
One of the girls he dated ended up getting married.
Well, I stand corrected.
Do you remember what show Bill Bixby started on?
But he didn't date a lot of girls, you know.
No, no. Do you remember where Bill Bixby started? Wasn't it Lost in Space or one of those?
Yeah, it was when he was real young.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Yep.
All right, 740-383-9944. So the side bet is with Adam again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he showed a tremendous improvement.
He did.
Last year.
He did, but that could have been a fluke.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll find out this year. Now, I'm looking at the list. Now, Ted was there last year. He did fairly well. Now, so he's got some experience. Again, Adam, we know where that stands. Dr. Davis was in it last year. I think he did okay, not an overperformer. We've never had Kerr Murray or Andy Apfelfeller. They're new entrants. Sarah did okay. I think she was in the 45 feet. Chip, Mr. Neal. Carrington, newcomer. Matt, newcomer. Judy Summers, newcomer. Go ahead, caller.
Did you ask about Bill Bixby?
Yes, Bill Bixby.
My favorite Martian.
My favorite Martian.
That's the one.
That's what he was on with Ray. That's where he got his start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Bixby still over there with us?
You keep saying, stop saying
Bixby.
Bill Bixby. What? Bill Bixby. Bill Bixby. Oh, my goodness. My favorite Martian. That's right, with the old Ray Walston.
So I heard you were talking about refreshments for the fruitcakes. I have a couple ideas.
All right.
All right. Idea number one is don't let Glenn be in charge of the refreshments.
No, because he'll be there.
Yeah.
This is his third year.
Yeah.
First year was bobbing and weaving.
Yep. And my second suggestion is maybe we could enlist Matt's mom for some Buckeyes.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah,
we could call. Now, again, I'm not trying to... You know, sometimes we difficult things here, but we've got to tie Buckeyes to the fruitcake toss. Now, could they be dyed, and we could call them miniature ornaments?
I mean,
like green and red Buckeyes.
Yeah,
you couldn't dye the peanut butter, I understand, but the white chocolate, I bet you could dye.
Yeah, but then it's going to be bad. They're going to be not good because
food coloring changes the. Taste of something?
No, just white chocolate. Just white chocolate's not good.
Well, we can probably have some regular ones on hand.
I'm sure she'd be okay with that, though.
We'll have to ration it, though. One per per person.
Right.
Because we don't need 1,000 Buckeyes out there. This could be a thing. Hot chocolate and Buckeyes.
I'll ask her.
Okay. Well, that may be it, then. But we'll have to call them ornaments.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be...
Not Buckeyes, they're ornaments.
Ornaments, because it is
edible ornaments.
Don't they kind of look like chestnuts?
Oh, they could be chestnuts. I'll go with chestnuts.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we're going to have chestnuts.
Yeah.
Actually, Buckeyes.
Edible chestnuts.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That works. So that possibly is going to be what we have here coming up on December 14th at 7 p.m. Now, it's very interesting because we've got the longest-serving mayor in Marion history already said yes, Mayor Kellogg. Bill Collins, I believe, has said yes, our mayor-elect. So really, the only one we don't have here is the current mayor. I think he's been called, but we don't know what the response will be. What can you say?
What can you say?
We hope he says yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we don't want him to be left out of this whole thing.
That would be, that's like a trifecta. You had a former mayor, a current mayor, and an incoming mayor.
And also, I believe the first year that Mary Ellen will be able to compete. 2 years ago, she had a death in the family. Last year, she had a broken leg. So this year, she's there. She said yes. She's going to... You know, that this event really, and I don't want to put down any other event going on at the holidays, but just because of the makeup of the people in this event, you will never see anything like this in your life.
Is Santa Claus going to be there?
I think so. I think so.
Hey, this is going to be something.
It's good because we've got Fruitcake Lily. You got a 10-year-old in this, and then you've got people who are, you know, almost in their ninth decade or in their ninth decade. You've got men. You've got women. You've got... politicians who were on the national level. You've got longtime local politicians here. You've got people from the station. You've got John Q. Publix.
Now,
I love it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but 10-year-old Lily, when I threw a couple years ago, was that 8-year-old Lily?
I think it was 8-year-old. This is her third year.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. See? People come back.
And Mr. Neal, I believe, was a boxer at one point.
That won't give him any advantage, though.
I don't know. Last year he was there. He did okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Carrington being new, now we've got a lot more women this year than we've had in the past. So far we've got Sarah and Carrington and Judy Summers and Mary Ellen. So I think that's more than we've ever had.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And we've got Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. We don't know who they are, but apparently they're young, strapping guys.
Yeah, they're ringers.
I believe they are.
Yep.
I believe these could be the winners right here. This feels like the Donato's Pizza Group right here.
They're plants.
Yeah, something's going on with this group down here.
Yep.
What do you think?
You've never seen them throw a fruitcake before?
No. Well, there are a lot of people new this year that I've never seen throw a fruitcake. Kerr Murray, Appafeller.
But they're people we know.
Yeah, Carrington, you, Judy...
But we got a couple of ringers coming in here.
Yeah, I believe that's where it is.
Yeah.
Because my understanding was they might be fighting for the love of a person.
Oh.
Yeah. Nobody on this list, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Interesting.
Who's going to win out? Glenn or Tyler?
I'm gonna have to say Tyler.
You don't even know either one of these people. How can you say Tyler?
Yeah, he's basing it on the name.
Is that what it is?
It's like picking a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
Yep, you just gotta choose him by the name.
Yeah, like, all right, we'll see how that goes. Go ahead, caller.
Mayor Sutcher's been called, and the office called me back yesterday and took the information. So I guess she'll be getting back.
Oh, good, good. Okay. So
that's all I've called.
Okay. So basically at this point, the only holdouts who haven't been called that we're probably waiting on are the judge, the sheriff, and the police chief.
Yeah, those departments and stuff.
Who all did show last year.
Yeah. I've got more than that down. I've got the Ratliff in the city council and some of those.
And George Kasotis.
I've got Monday. I'll wait till Monday because usually they have to call back. And stuff. It's just, you don't get an answer right then. So.
Well, and I'm not sure what time you have today, but George Kasotis would be somebody you could probably get right through to.
I think the other time it was hard to get his wife, I think. I'll maybe try them because, and stuff, so.
Does the number you have for George begin with 341?
Oh, let me see. Where's my list?
If it starts with 341, that's George direct. She might have answered the phone then, but that's his number.
No, it was through the week. It's 3415.
That would be George. If you call that number, you're probably going to get George right now.
Well, then I had 223, so I think that's her. So it was no first and then yes. So I don't know which one, which number I finally got him.
I would try the 341, that's George, and see how he's doing and see if he's up for it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George has never been able to make it because they go on vacation during the holiday season. That's why I'm interested in checking with him now. Because if he can get it on the calendar, maybe they'll leave the next day.
Yeah, they could change their vacation.
Yeah, I would for this.
I would.
I mean, this is a big event. Plus, I know there are spectators coming to this event.
Truth be known, Matt, that's the only reason I came back to the station is for the fruitcake
toss. The first year we did it, it was a rather small event, but fun. And then the second year, it just grew to the point to where we decided we had to move it to a different location because we were worried about parking. And then that was a bad idea because we ended up in the dark somewhere. So we're in a better place now. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wonder if we could get Jonathan Akers and Tyler out there at TV 39.
Well, I'll tell you, give them a call out there. I think their number's listed. See if they want to do it.
I know different parades, they'll record it, and they'll have it on their TV station. Maybe they come in and record this this deal or something.
Well, I tell you, give them a call. I'm sure they're there right now because Friday's their big day. Give them a call and see what you can find out.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Hey, thank you. And that's how this works, because we cannot notify everybody here at the station, so you have to notify your entrance. But it's going to be a happening. I know Linda will be there. Now, she has not been put in yet, but I know that she will be there because she's the secretary of this event every year. And Linda, her husband, which was her boyfriend last year, he won the event last year, Ed.
So is he allowed to enter this year?
Well, he is, but nobody's put him in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Ed won last year with like 61. The year before that was the kid from Donato's who holds the record, I think 72.
I used to say it was like 900 feet. I mean,
he threw it.
I mean, it just...
It about hit the house next door.
I mean, it looked like an incoming rocket or something.
Now, Pastor Craig, you were there for this event.
Yeah.
We had big men out there.
Oh,
we had a 600-pound man out there.
Yeah.
We had big, strapping guys. And this kid, it is no embellishment. He was probably 5'7", probably weighed 130 pounds, if that.
Yeah,
and he came late in the fruitcake toss. He was in late in the lineup, and he came up there, and that thing just went.
Yeah, I mean,
I never seen anything like that in my life.
You know, it's like in the movies, you know, where they like slow motion, they slow it down.
Was he in the fruitcake toss last year?
No, he did not make it back last year. I think his grandfather put him in the first year, and it was kind of like a fluke.
Yeah.
And it went, and I remember we were live on the air with that, and I said, because Terry was down there measuring, and I said, how far did that go? Because I could clearly see that it went further than anybody else.
I mean, it was in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah. And so it took Terry about 10 minutes to walk over to the neighbor's house. We had a big wall on the program. It was only 10 feet for him to get to the neighbor's yard, but, you know, he walks a little slow. So he finally got over there, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And when he yelled back, 72, and I thought, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
Because we did have people close to 60. I don't think anybody got over 60.
No.
And then he broke 70.
I mean, there were like five or six of us that were in the 50s. Like 52, 54.
It was going to be a horse race. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he comes up there and he just...
Yeah. And the average is in the 40s. If you get to the 40s, that's respectable. That's where everybody usually ends up.
Man, I'd almost nominate this kid again if I knew his name.
He worked at Donato's. He might still be over there. You'd show up one day and say, is there anybody here who was in a fruitcake toss? Don't remember, he won. His name is probably somewhere in some book. Well, I tell you what, if you go, the fruitcake toss is on the website, the show itself. Go back and listen to it. You get his name.
Yeah.
But then okay. I mean, I'll do it, but like...
Not last year's fruitcake toss. This would be the fruitcake toss of 21.
Right.
Then I gotta go through the process of dragging this kid down to tell him I nominated him.
Well, no, he works at Donato's. That's how you... Well, if you know his name, he's probably on Facebook.
If he still works at Donato's, that was...
It'll make him feel important if you put all that effort into tracking him down.
You know, I wonder if we even... Did we put that on Facebook? It might be in a Facebook post. If you search fruitcake toss, I don't know. But I remember, gosh, what was his name? Now it's like almost popping in my head. I can almost remember it. He had a very unique name. I remember that. But there are ways to find it. Go to the fruitcake toss, listen to it. It's in the archives.
I'll find it. I'll
from 21. Or if you search it, I'm sure it'll come up somewhere. I don't think they printed the winner in the paper, though, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Which is sad, because the newspaper was there that year.
Yeah, she was there. That there was that gal that was working
there.
She was there. And
but I don't think they printed the winner.
I don't think so.
No, that's sad.
Yeah.
They better be there this year, because we've got not only dignitaries, but kids and things of all ages tossing this year.
I'm sure if they can do a witch or whatever from Wooster, Ohio, they'll be there.
Yay! Is anybody going to nominate her? The old witch from Worcester, get her down here for the fruitcake toss. Man, then we'll be front page in the USA Today if we can get the old witch from Worcester.
Witch finishes second in fruitcake toss.
Yeah, what is her name? Elvira,
yeah,
whatever her name
claims
is.
Claims somebody put a spell on her.
My good, nobody's nominated the Buckeye guy. I don't think he could not make it last year. I mean, he was on vacation, but he's been nominated in the past. Abby's been nominated in the past. She was there last year. And I think that's it as far as people go. But I'll tell you, if we get that witch, man.
Matt, you're in charge of contacting the witch. The Witch of Worcester.
It's only taking her an hour to get. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have her in this thing? She'd bite the fruit.
That's what she's vampire. My mistake. Vampire.
Yes. See, you had me calling her a witch. Now she'll never come. She was a vampire.
Vampire lady.
Vampire lady.
Yep. Well, does somebody want to call and nominate the vampire lady? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. I believe I have her contact information somewhere, but I don't know. It could be scary. I wonder what vampires do.
What year would that kid have won?
21.
21. It would have been 21.
21.
Yeah.
Boy, I try to remember. I know I've heard his last name recently. But in any event, that's coming up on December 14th at 7 p.m. All right, here comes a phone call. Let's see what we got going on here. Go ahead, caller.
21. Yeah, Scott?
Yep.
Well, Ted Williams, has he been nominated?
No, he is not.
Well, since you do a lot of delegating the last few days, I'm going to delegate you to get a hold of Ted Williams. And I nominate him on the toss, okay?
I will send a note to Ted Williams, no problem.
That'll be your responsibility on there, and my fingers will keep dialing for my episode of the delegates, okay?
So, hey, did you reach Bill Collins?
Well, that's in the making, and he's a busy man, and this and that, so I got the inside scoop there, okay?
It sounds good, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Ted Williams now in the fruitcake talk. Well, this is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Hey, has anybody nominated Governor DeWine?
No.
I think he could come down here. He seems like a roughneck. I think, you know, remember, he threatened to kick somebody's rear end at a... can you imagine that if you put a little pressure on him in a competition?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been known to have a temper.
Has anybody invited Joe Blindstone?
No, nobody. He might come. You never know.
Especially if he knows Mike DeWine's going to be here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they got to do a little dust up. My goodness. But I'm just thinking Mike DeWine is a very competitive guy because he said he was going to kick Joe Blystone's
rear end.
Whoop-de-doo right there at a, what was that?
It was a beef cattle
show.
Yeah.
So if he finds out he's in this, he might really put the hurting on somebody. Little Mike DeWine with the glasses.
Came up to Joe Blystone and said, I'm going to kick your...
No, he had about 70 people in between him and Joe Blystone when he said it, but yes, he did.
Yeah.
Didn't apologize either.
No.
Wasn't taking it back.
It's amazing how brave you can be when 15 security guards are surrounding you.
You know, I just, a guy who looks like Groupie Dog, I just don't think that he's going to get that fired up, but he did.
Yeah.
What was it over?
It was when they were
running.
The election.
The primary.
Yeah, the primary.
That, to me, was the funniest primary story I'd ever heard.
It was.
Mike DeWine, he's going to kick somebody. Okay. Kick their rear end. Any news?
My phone is about to die.
All right. We got to go to break.
We'll find it.
We're going to come back at noon with the top 10 list. Pastor Craig coming up next with what's going on in Marion. And heaven knows there's a lot going on in Marion right now. Pastor Craig coming up next. We'll be back.
Of Marion County. Withrow served as the treasurer of her home state of Ohio, a position to which she was elected in 1982, 1986, and 1990. Before that, she was elected treasurer of her native Marion County in 1976 and 1980. This makes her the only person to have held the post of treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national.
Hi, I'm Robin Leach with those champagne wishes, streaming